The only thing wrong with the number one inside linebacker in Broncos history is the fact that the great Randy Gradishar is not in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
And Hom hands the ball to Van Egan. Fumble picked up by the Broncos. Bronco recovering. Here comes Gradishar. 10, 5, goal line. Gradishar recovers the touchdown and scores.
Someone with 2,000 tackles over the course of a 10-season career probably should be in Canton, but that's a discussion for another day. Today, we look at Randy Gradishar and how great he was as an all-around linebacker. You see the tackle total, of course, of over 2,000, so he averaged over 200 tackles a season. An incredible number, almost unfathomable. You know, a lot of run plays went in his direction, and frankly, Randy Gradishar was where a lot of those run plays went to die. But he was also effective in the pass rush, and he was effective in coverage as well, and a true leader of the Orange Crush. One of the best defenses in NFL history doesn't have anyone in the Hall of Fame. I'm talking, of course, about those Orange Crush years in the 70s and 80s. Randy Gradishar should be there. For now, he has to settle for the Ring of Fame and being the number one inside linebacker in Broncos history. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for watching.